Good afternoon. High pressure is building in behind the storm that brought all the rain to the region on Sunday. Still, leftover moisture trapped in the lowest levels of the atmosphere, producing extensive cloud cover in spots, while other locations have broken out into some sunshine. Overall, I think we'll average out into a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon, and temperatures will respond by reaching into the upper 50s and lower 60s for daytime highs. That high pressure will allow some moisture to get pulled in from the coast as we get into the night tonight, and areas south of 84 will have mostly cloudy skies with the risk of some drizzle and a passing shower. North of these locations, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy overnight with temperatures back into the 40s. As we get into the day on Tuesday, more moisture will get pulled in from the coast as a front tracks our way from the Great Lakes. This moisture will lead to mostly cloudy skies and, again, just the risk of a shower. And as one gets closer to the coast, we'll see areas of drizzle become more prominent. And high temperatures on Tuesday will be near the 60-degree mark. On Wednesday, as that front draws closer, it will wash out over top of us, but still generate partly to mostly cloudy skies, and highs should make it into the lower 60s once again. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a developing low-pressure wave in the lower Ohio Valley that will work its way toward the eastern Great Lakes on Halloween for Thursday. We should start out dry with mostly cloudy skies. However, it looks like as we get deeper into the day, there is an increasing chance of showers turning into a steadier rain by Thursday evening. High temperatures will be in the lower 60s. The showers and rain will become heavier overnight Thursday night, and even a chance of rain on Friday as this system continues to move through. Highs by the end of the week will be in the mid-50s before we dry it out for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold high pressure over the northern will be 20 to 35 degrees below average over parts of the northern and central Rockies and the adjacent high plains. Upslope flow associated with the high and a deep upper-level trough over the west will produce snow over the same region through tomorrow evening. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for Wyoming and Colorado. At the same time, that high-pressure center will produce a very strong pressure gradient over parts of California into the southwest that will lead to strong winds and low humidity over the area. The Storm Prediction Center maintains a critical to extreme risk of fire weather over parts of California into parts of the Southwest through tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with areas of drizzle in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs around 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 78, set in 1971, and the record low, 18, in 1974. Sunrise this morning is at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:54 p.m., 10 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with areas of drizzle, perhaps a shower tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with areas of drizzle, possibly a few showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Still the risk of a shower or some drizzle, especially closer to the coast, near 60. Mostly cloudy Wednesday in the mid-60s. Showers likely on Halloween Day for Thursday, with a steadier rain moving in later in the afternoon and through the evening in the lower 60s. More rain Thursday night and showers on Friday, mid-50s. And mostly sunny for the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Cooler, though, 50 Saturday, in the 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.